Talk Radio.
You're not maybe on a level, but you learn from what you see. You know, I always said sometimes education is good, but experience is even better. You're able to be taught from early on, and then early on in your life, you're able to see positive image. And what's a positive image? When you talk positive about who you are and where you come from, when you talk positive about the brothers and sisters that you associate with, we all are family. And one of the greatest things we can do is support one another, encourage one another, and keep each other in our prayers and in the things that we're seeking in our life. In the book of Psalms 34, what does it say? It started at the first verse.
It reads, I will bless Yah at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in Yah. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
One of the greatest blessings I have that Yah said we would be a light to the South, light to the Gentiles, light to the people. And a sister said, I've been in this way of life 20, 30 years. She said, what is that light? I said, when people can see you still on that perpetual world of serving the Most High, when people see you haven't changed a bit, you still the same person that started out worshiping and you ended up the same way you worship him. You are light. Sometimes we don't get the opportunity how they appreciate us, but they do. And as that light, you must carry yourself in such a way that people see that. They understand that your worship has filtered down to who you are. So I will give praise and bless Yah what? All times. Thanking him. Praising him. You know, praising him. I thank you for being here today. I thank you for having looking out for me. I will praise Yah at all times. Continue reading.
Oh, magnify Yah with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought Yah, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Mm-hmm. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed.
When we was counted at the Red Sea and Mount Sinai, I should say, and we were standing there, and you had lightning and thundering, and the people got afraid. They was scared to death because the Most High was on smoke, and it was just everywhere, and the Israelites became afraid of the Almighty. His voice was like thunder, and they say, "Oh, Moses, go up for us. We don't want to hear the name and the word of Yah. We just want you to go. We want you to speak for us. And whatever the Yah tell you, we will do." That Yah is powerful. That Yah is great. And there's nothing can be compared to the creator that we serve. I will bless him at what? All times. Go ahead.
"This poor man cried, and I heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles."
That's why I said we serve the creator that is the creator of the poor, the needy, the downtrodden. Everybody standing here got a story how he delivered you out of your trials and tribulations. You didn't get here because you just walked in the door. You went through something to get here. And you're going through even more to even stay here. You know, it's easy to give up. It's easy to walk away and say, "I'd rather fall back and be one of these, you know, God bless them, a Muslim." But you know what a Muslim had to do today? At certain times of the year, they beat themselves. They call them Shiite Muslims. They beat themselves up. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. You got certain Christians that take themselves and they think piercing themselves in the side and pulling their skins up and being attached to a cross going to make them serve their creator better. But no, our creator said, "Hey, we don't mark ourselves. We don't bleed ourselves to death to serve him. We are told not even to do anything of the like." And what are our people serving today? The god of money and the god of sex. That's what they're serving today. But we as Israelites, who are what the Almighty said, his special nation. You are his holy nation. And no such thing should you do. I was talking, listening today, says not even marking should be put on you. And one of the things our sister do is put a little butterfly on their shoulders and a little butterfly on their side. But the Leviticus says, you know, we're not supposed to mark ourselves because we what? You're holy. You're holy. Continue reading.
"The angel of Yah encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that Yah is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him."
Oh, my goodness. You're talking about trust. Man, let me tell you something. If you don't learn to trust in the Almighty instead of trusting in whoever you love or whoever you with or who or whatever your friends are, whatever somebody done told you, I'm telling you, ain't nobody greater than the Almighty. Your trust should be in him and him what? Only. "Cursed is the man that trusts in man and make flesh his what? His arm." And I'm talking about the people you're married to. I'm talking about the girlfriend you go with. I'm talking about the friends you hang with. If they're not walking in this way of life, then they're walking wrong. And if you can't lead them this way, then you can, you know, somehow along the way, you got to what? You got to drop that nonsense. You got to let it go. Because the road that we're traveling today, we're in the latter days. We're not in the first day. We're in the latter days of Yah. And he has showed you that his word is true. Prophecies have been prophesied by the Egyptians. When the Almighty said, "You'll never rise again." When the Almighty told him, "You shall scattered in the midst of all the other nations." Well, where is the real Egyptians at? Where are they? The Almighty said they would be never rise again. You got Arabs running their land right now. The real Egyptians walking the corridors and the low byways. And they used to be on the top and now they're on the bottom. Because the prophecy and the word of Yah stands for how long? And his hand is not so short that he cannot what? So when he says that he's the creator of the poor, the needy, see, Donald Trump said, "I'm cutting everything." Everybody worried and scared. But the Bible says, "I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed begging bread." I tell them, Trump don't have heaven and he don't have a hell to put nobody in. We're an Israelite. And we that type of fear no Israelite should ever experience in their life. The Almighty said, "Fear not." And what happened when you fear? You get two or three, he'll scare everybody. Man, them guys too big, too powerful, they too much. And the Almighty said, "Well, who am I? Who am I that you would compare them to me?" Young boy, no bigger than this young boy. Saw a man fighting. He told the whole army of the nation of Israel to go sit down. Young boy come down and said, did I hear this uncircumcised Philistine say something? His brother said, you better be quiet, man. Somebody might hear you. He said, well, okay. Guy heard him. He ran over and grabbed him up. Did you say you can kill him? Yeah, I could kill him. Had no problem in killing. Let me tell you what I did. Experience is the best teacher. The reason why he had confidence, because he'd been through it before. The reason why he had confidence, because he built up a personal relationship with the Almighty. He didn't trust in his brothers. He didn't trust in his father, Jesse. He didn't trust in nothing else. He trusted in the Almighty. He said, I will kill you in the name of the Almighty. And thus I proceeded. And they put him, he said, what would I get for killing him? What would I get? He said, oh, man, the king's daughter? You get a dowry? You get to sit at the king's table? Hell, I was getting ready to go fight myself. You get all of that? And I know I'm out there in the field keeping the sheep. You understand? Keeping sheep is hard enough. But when you get a chance to sit at the king's table, he said, where is he at? I would destroy this what? Uncircumcised Philistine. That's the type of spirit you got to have today. They want you stressed out. They're going to tell you they're going to take away this. They're going to tell you we're going to drop this. They're going to tell you we're going to set up roadblocks. They're going to tell you all this stuff to put you in fear. But the Almighty said, what? Fear not. Because the angels is encamped around the what? The righteous. See, the righteous don't have that type of fear. He ain't stressed out because a new president came into power. He ain't stressed out because the Senate and Congress have decided to pass a law to cut Medicare in half. We all got to get prepared because we are living in the what? Last days. Time's going to get so hard, according to the Bible, that we're going to eat our food by measurement. In other words, very little. The time is coming that we take that little garden we have, we're going to have to either extend it or we're going to have to get out of these cities and move somewhere where we got our land, where we can live amongst each other and support each other and protect each other and pray to Yah to what? Together. This separation, us going one way and us going the other way, it's not going to work. One day the Almighty said, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess his word. So I tell him, well, what about all the break? I said, don't worry about no breakup today, because the Almighty said it will be together when? They're going to be together in that day. In that day, we ain't got to worry about all that. So I know the Spirit of Yah want us to dwell in the midst of one another. He want us to put down all that foolishness and step up to the plate and be an Israelite. Now, if it don't change you from a man, from a young man to a man, then this word is not working in you. If it don't make you a better father, then it's not working in you. Finish reading.
Verse 9. Oh, fear Yah, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him.
Now, there's certain type of fear that is really good for you. You know, I fear to get in trouble. I fear to disrespect my mom. I fear to disrespect my dad. I fear to go somewhere and smell like, you know, a rodent. Those type of fears are good, proper fear. Well, the proper fear of Yah is that you don't have the type of fear that permeates throughout the nations. You see, it says those that fear, we talked about fear. There's certain type of fear that won't even let you get out of bed in the morning. Certain type of fear that won't even let you go into the elevator. You understand? Certain fears won't even let you go and try something new. Certain fears won't let you go get a job because you think the end is coming. Babylon is coming. Let me just wait and sit down and don't do nothing. That is not the word of Yah. Almighty says 6 days y'all work. These brothers trying to figure out how not to work for 6 days. You know, they trying to make sure they don't work. For they said Yah is going to do us and Babylon is going to end. And this time, we don't know when Babylon is going to end. Who are you? Who are you to tell somebody to wait to see what's going to happen? What you waiting on? For the move you, this word moves you to action. verb action, moving, doing something, being active. The Almighty said, plead for the widow, feed the fatherless, help them. And we figure out how to what? Not to help. You know, we got parents, we don't send nothing. We got brothers and sisters, we don't help. But the Almighty said, even if they don't help you, I will. Ain't that something? Even when your father and your mama forsake you, then I will pick you up. You know what type of creator that tells you that when he tells you, I love you? I'm going to pick you up. I'm your light. I'm your salvation. And salvation means being able to save you. And I'm not talking about it save you. Saving you in the future. I'm talking about saving you right now. See, I told him, don't give me mine later. Tell me you're going to take me to Jerusalem. I mean, that's good. Don't get me wrong. But I need mine right now. Now, the Almighty said he's going to be on what? He's going to be on time, not like us. He's going to be on time when you need him. All you got to do is call him. Continue reading. A few more verses here.
Come, ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of Yah. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good?
How long would y'all be between two opinions? Elijah asked that question. How long? Elijah stood up against 450 what? Prophets, false prophets. You know what type of courage that is to stand up against all these T.D. Jakes? Joel Osteen, Creflo Dollar, the Vatican, and you telling them people and our brothers and sisters that this is the truth, what you telling and what they're saying is not the whole truth. He said, well, go ahead and beat yourself. Go ahead and cry. Elijah said, is he here yet? Is your God showed up yet? Where is he at? They're on stones, they're on rocks, and he got y'all scared of some stones and rocks. And I'm an Israelite. What in the world should we be afraid of? Because we're the greatest people in the whole earth. I can't tell you. I'm standing here as a witness. 13 kids later, and I'm still alive. You know what I mean? I'm still can smile. And the kids come tell me, man, I got 2 kids, 3 kids, and they struggling. I said, well, I can't do it but smile at them. You understand? Because I'm putting my 30 years. I put 30 years in. Matter of fact, I take that back. I done put over 40 years in. Because my oldest son is 47 years old. Okay? So I done put a long time in this way of life, like, you know, being a father. So when somebody come tell me they got a problem, I listen, but I can't show too much mercy. And how do the Creator feel? He's a father. How you think he feel? When we cry, he cries. When we hurt, he hurt. See, he know all things. So he know what to have bad kids, slow kids, autism kids. He know what it's like. He know what it's like for kids to go away from what he's telling them and follow instructions. But one thing about this way of life, I'm telling you, it's next to none. I've been here a long time, and I'm telling you, I made it. And the Creator, the only reason I made it, because I love him. I build up a personal relationship with the Almighty. And you cannot hate another Israelite. You can't be angry at another Israelite if you love God. You understand? You can't be angry like that. That anger cannot rest in your soul. You can be upset, but you can't be angry to your heart. You can't let it filter down into your soul to where you start making judgments. Because Almighty said, I am the judge. So I said, well, you know, if you're the judge, I can smile at everybody. See, it leaves me because I can love what? Everybody. Everybody. We were talking about white people the other day. I hate white people. I said, I don't hate nobody. Because evil is what? Evil. Sin is sin. It ain't got no color. 7 black nations the Almighty told you don't even talk to. Don't deal with them. Don't marry them. And I'm going to be able to tell you about some white man. When I go to Chicago, it's more death in Chicago about the hand of blacks than anywhere in the country. You're killing people that look just like you. And that is not our way. That is not the Israelite way. Learn who you are. Know how precious you are in the sight of Yah. And I tell brothers, he knew you from the what? The womb. That's why you here today. A few more words.
Verse 13. Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil, and do good. Seek peace, and pursue it.
That's exactly what I was saying, seek the peace. You're going to all the time have a problem with relationships, you know, because sometimes relationship is really important in the nation of Israel. And a lot of our brothers and sisters are having difficult times in the relationships because some brothers want to have two wives. Some of them want to speak evil against each other. Some of the sisters want to bash the brothers, you know, and it all comes down to trusting in the Almighty. See, no man can die for you. No woman can die for me. My relationship got to be with Yah. And when I trust in him, it won't be the man that controls me. It'll be Yah that controls me. You understand? Listen, I've been married a long time. Women going to go through some changes, brother. That's automatic. I mean, it's automatic. Well, I'm going to get to them. They're going to go through some changes. And when they do, you have to have the understanding that this is just part of life. This is just, you know, just what it is. And when she going through those changes, you want to be patient with her. She's, you know, she the same girl you got with her 10 years ago. She the same person. You just got to be patient. You understand? And brothers, y'all gotta pick y'all game up a little bit. Some of these sisters getting so strong, they outrunning y'all. You know, they running faster than y'all. They working harder than y'all. They got a little bit more spirituality than y'all. And they see things a little bit clearer than y'all. I'm like, where's the brothers at? They asked me a question. I was on the radio that last month. On the radio, and she tell me, well, Brother Zuville, can I ask you a question? Yes, ma'am. Yeah, go ahead. Why does it seem like the sisters are stronger than the brothers? What I told them, first of all, the Almighty want our sisters strong. Ain't nothing better than a strong black Israelite sister. She's going to keep you healthy. In other words, she's going to prolong your life. She's going to pray, and a praying lady is the best lady you can have, okay? She's going to make sure your kids know right from wrong as far as eating right and things like that. And then when she tell you what to do, she's not really telling you what to do. She's instructing you how to do it. See, she's a helpmate. She can't do it all. A helpmate means she just helped you. But if she start doing everything, all day, helping you, creating you, picking you up, carrying you down, walking with you, you know what I'm saying? She tired. Yeah, she tired now. She wore out. She got the kids. You understand, brothers? Then she get home, the house ain't clean. Y'all ain't cooked nothing. You understand? There ain't no water ran. You know, nothing. When she get home, she got to do that. You know what I mean? They overrun. In today's terms, our sisters are doing a lot. And thank Yahweh for the sisters that we have today. Thank you. And I thank y'all every day. And our sisters, our Israelite sisters, have it twice as hard because they're trying to do what's right. And then trying to do what's right, we got brothers on the other hand. Well, they're just not ready yet for some reason. You know, sometimes I think my son, I can only talk about my son because I know him. And they're just not ready yet. They're just not ready. You know, the maturity level, you understand it. He's 28, but he might be 17. 10 years behind is what I'm trying to tell you. You know what you're working with, girl? They're 10 years behind. So if he's 25, he's really 15. You understand? But I must tell my sisters, you can't raise a man. You can't read. You can't raise him. You okay? You can raise Salome. Salome. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. Giving thanks to the Creator. So, I'm going to quit in a minute because I don't want to break time. Y'all got me up here. I don't want to keep y'all. But I was saying that to our sisters that you have to know what you're dealing with. And sister, don't marry a man you don't trust. Amen. You know, y'all need to stop that. These men y'all marrying, you know, just because you want some shoes under the bed, that ain't good enough. You know what I mean. You're going to put up with a whole lot of, you know what I mean. And they said once they start, I tell my daughter, if a man lied to you, he'll steal. If he steal, he'll lie. See, you know, the Almighty is clear about these things. He hate liars. Hate thieves, you know. They promise you something. Brothers, don't promise the sisters something. Don't do it. I mean, that's like breaking their heart. If you're going to do it, say you're going to do it and do it. If you're going to be home at 9, don't come home at 12. Let her be able to set the watch by you. If you're going to do something, do it, because they measure your truthfulness by what you say. You understand? Don't say what you don't mean. If you can't do it, say you can't do it. Don't say it, you're going to do it because you feel good and you're just trying to make her happy for a moment in time. They don't get happy like that. They get happy when you do what you say you're going to do. So we got to trust in what? Trust in Yah. Trust in Yah. Lean not to your own understanding. You understand? But know your man. Don't marry a man you don't trust and respect. Because when he come to tell you something, you're not going to what? You're not going to listen to him. Continue reading.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
The eyes of Yah are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of Yah is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and Yah heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles.
That's what I love about it. Man, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, ooh-wee. You know, if you live long enough, you're going to see some trials and tribulations in your life. My grandmother told me so many ways to be a fool, you can't miss them all.
Okay.
So you're going to make some what? You're going to make some mistakes. But the Bible said that a righteous falls 7 times and what? Rise again. You, in other words, you're supposed to go through some changes. You're not going to get there just because you call yourself something or you name yourself something. You only get this by trial and tribulation, what you go through to earn the right to be an Israelite. The Almighty is not no fool. He know you got to grow into this. You don't automatically get it. I've been walking this way almost 50 years, and I still ain't got it right. I'm not perfect. You know, that keeps me humble. You understand? It keeps me realize, oh, y'all, thank you. You know what I mean? But the moment you get that old pride and arrogancy, you know it all, I got it all, I don't even have to study no more. You just cross the line with Yah. Because he loves a brother to admit the fact he got a contrite heart. That he humbles himself. Knowledge to his girl. Baby, I don't know everything. I need you. Even you tell that to your wife. And she'll say, I'll get you. I got your back. See? That's the way it's supposed to be. We can't move without y'all. That's crazy. How a brother going to move without his family? Leaving half of you behind. It's like leaving this torso on the other side. You're going to be doing like this. Hell, you know, walking on, you know, all cooked up. Because you left half of you on the other side. That's how important that is. That side get back, you stand up tall. You know, yeah, this is my lady. I'm good. You complete is what I'm saying. There's nothing greater than to have a positive relationship. The Bible says better be in a rooftop than in a house with a brawling, contentious what woman. I showed that son, that scripture to my son Ezra. I love that scripture, Abba. Because he had just got an argument with his little girlfriend. I mean, they're arguing, and you know, I really was trying to cut the coat. Cut him three times. Over what? Nothing. Nothing. I couldn't say it no better. Your anger, when it result into destruction, pain and hurt, it is not good anger. It is the worst anger you can have. When your anger allow you to tear your whole household down because you didn't get your way, that is not the right anger. And Almighty said that type of anger rests in the bosom of what? Fools. The type of anger he wants you to have is good anger. Anger about being wrong or anger because somebody was mistreated. But not the anger that some of us share among our own household and our own family. You know, if I tell a brother, say how good he is, I say, well, let's call his wife up to testify. Because the wife going to tell him, well, you know, he's a nice man, he's a good man, but let me tell you this. See, because everybody watching you, brothers, y'all the head of the house. And you want people to follow you. Well, how can they follow the head of the household if you ain't what? If you ain't right. They say if the top ain't right, then the bottom is what? The bottom is wrong. Finish this on out, brother.
Yah is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit.
That's what I read to you the other day. I mean, a moment ago, I was saying that those with contrite spirit, keeping the understanding that you trusted in the Creator, that you don't know it all, you don't have it all. You want that type of spirit that you're willing to seek information. If you don't know, come ask somebody. It's real simple. You know, people are facing all type of things, but they make decisions because they weren't willing to just ask somebody on which way to go. Life is really not that difficult, but it's made compounded harder when we don't seek the proper advice. We don't seek the proper understanding. You know, when you lean into your own understanding, the Bible says, do not lean to your what? Own understanding, but in all that ways acknowledge him. Now, should I go out here and rob somebody? I wonder what Yah would say about that. You know? What would Yah say about me not working? Just I ain't doing nothing. I ain't worked in 6 months. But what would Yah say something about that? That can't be. What type of trust is Yah that you ain't found a job in 6 months? You know what I used to do? I used to sell incense. I sold peanuts on the corner. I did that for years. Made good money, by the way. I did. I really did. I sold souvenirs for years. My father took us down there, all of us. We had a job at 10 and 9 years old. You understand? So we learned how to make some money. We didn't depend on somebody else to give us a job or the job market or all that other stuff. I got a wife to feed. I got a family to feed. Rent got to be done. And I'm going to give you a daggone excuse to my wife why it can't be done? That don't make no sense to me. When I'm trusting in the Almighty, I'm an Israelite? No way. I've been on the same street in Atlanta, Georgia for 25 years in a row. My son done moved 4 times in 2 years. And he got nervous and want to come tell me something. I said, son, Abba, how did you do that? How did I? Son, you go to work, you pay the people. It's simple. How hard could that be, sisters? Is that hard? You go to work, you pay the people their money. And you got a place to stay. And if something happened where you don't, but don't look at it as a failure. Say, well, I got to go. Get up and what? Go. I'm going to stand out there crying. You know what I mean? That's just crazy. And you got to go anyway. The sheriff is coming, baby. Am I right or wrong? The sheriff is coming. We got to what? We got to go. So let's get the truck and what? Let's move. But that's, you know, a house ain't nothing but a tree. That's not your life. That's not who you are. so you can let the house go, the car go if you have to, but don't let it go. Just go over here and be stupid. Have reasons and vision as about what you're going to do before you make that move. Then when you get over there, the mover's already understand, because he without vision will perish. And your wife be right there. I said, brother, don't tell him about no women. Women is the best thing in the world to a black brother. I was downtown Atlanta, and I was looking up under the bridge. Guess who was laying next to that brother? Woman. She will go anywhere with you. She will follow you to the ends of the earth because she trusts in you. Trust in y'all the same way you trust in your woman, or vice versa. You can't lose. See, Almighty hands ain't so shortened that he cannot what? Come on now. Read these last few verses. Let me get down.
Verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yah delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken.
But I'm here to tell you, he's testifying. You know what? These words ain't my words. These are the words of the Creator. He's testifying, telling y'all day and night, I saved you. I'm going to protect you. Trust in me. Watch me. Watch what I do. Watch how I do it. This ain't my words. And he ain't. That's 3,000 years ago. And those words is as pertinent today as it was back then. You are searching and living in a living Creator, living time capsule of life. Your life. My life. These people and these words on this book is life. If you apply it, you will win. If you don't, you will lose. Two more verses. Last verse there, brother.
Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate.
And I'm telling you, I tried to borrow. I said, son, loan me $500. I ain't got it. My other son, loan me $600. I ain't got it. I went over to my brother, give me $1,000. I ain't got it. I said, thank you, y'all. Thank you, y'all. Because when somebody tell you no, you know what that means? That means y'all finna do it. That's right. When they tell you, I can't got it, you know, well, get $20. Sometimes they tell you everything they got. Well, I had to pay some money. Johnny needs some new shoes, and I had to pay, your sister just called me, and I sent her money. And, well, what did you need, honey? $20. You know, they didn't even ask you what you needed. They're telling you no before you can even get it out your mouth. You see, when they do that, that means Yah is fin to bless you. My son said, oh, Dad, he should have broke you off some money. I said, no, he shouldn't. If the Almighty didn't put it in his heart, then keep it. I don't want it. I don't want you praying for me, because your prayer ain't going to go no farther than the nose on your face. You want somebody that prayer will be heard. You want somebody to stand up and say, this is the way. So when somebody don't help you, don't look at it as a getting mad at them. Look at it as a, on the other side. Thank you. Thank you. My prayer and my blessing is going to come from who? Hallelujah. Next last verse there, bro.
Yah redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate.
Oh, my goodness. We talked about this whole last 15, 20 minutes about that trust. Trust, brothers. Trust in him. Don't be defeated. Don't quit. Don't stop. Don't let nobody defeat you. I don't care who it is. Your husband, your woman, your friend. Don't stop. You do what you're supposed to do. And you will be what? Successful. Trust in Yah with all our heart, and lean not to our own understanding, and all of that ways acknowledge him. And he shall what? Lean not to our own understanding. I want to thank you for allowing me to speak a few words today. This is the Almighty Sabbath, and I thank him. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Right. Hallelujah. From the mouth of babes. And I see we have some We have a visitor come in. We had a visitor come in, didn't we? Visitors? No. No, not. I'm talking about this young lady right here. Yeah. It's all right. It's your first time here? No. Okay. What was your name? Yana. All right. Shalom. Shalom. Brother coming back there. Hallelujah. All right. Praise the mighty God. The women packed over here. Wait a minute. Empty. Well, I'm not going to say anything else. I was just going to call up on other speaker. Morey Naftali. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, I've already spoke today, and we're about ready to get out of here. I'll close this out with a few words, though, and please be seated. Got to praise the Most High Yah again for my beautiful uncle and his presence coming here today on the Shabbat. Hallelujah. His presence is always felt. Presence is always a blessing. And it's just good to see you. It's like fine wine, man. It's just aging real good. And it's, you know, I've been watching my uncle for a while. I'm only, 32. Am I 32 or 30? I'm already getting lost in the sauce. 132. Yeah, I'm turning 32. And I can tell you, every time my uncle come around, his spirit is just better and better and better. And it's, you know, his spirit, it just vibes with mine. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the stuff he say, I'm like, it just resonates with me. Like he said, man, one of the best women to have is a praying woman. And we were just talking about praying all day today. How that's one of the keys of the remnant. I don't want no friends. I don't want no wife. I don't want no brothers that don't pray. Because if you don't pray, that means you don't communicate with the Most High. If you don't pray, you don't have a personal relationship with the Most High. And see, and this is the time. That's why the Most High said in the book of Malachi. Let's go there real quick. And see, and that's an elder talking. He said, man, one of the best women, the best one you can have is a praying woman. She ain't take matters in her own hands. She can pray to Yah. Yah's her strength. And that's what I love about my wife. She be behind my back just praying. Like, yeah, I prayed. Oh, you did, baby. Oh, my goodness. You prayed. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. You prayed. But you know, that's a blessing because she got a relationship with y'all. Because at the end of the day, ain't nothing I can do for you. And all blessings, all strength, all life, it comes from y'all. And if we think a man or a woman is going to bring us true happiness, we don't put ourselves short. True happiness comes from Yah. Shalom to our elder coming in. Good to see you today. That's Badiah's father. The brother, one of our ministers in here. That's his father right there. Hallelujah. And that one, baby, she was louder than everybody in the class. She got some strength. You can already see it. Or hear it. What it says in Malachi, the third chapter, the 16th verse, hallelujah, say it loud, baby. This is the house of praise for Yah. Malachi 3:16. Go ahead, brother.
Then they that fear Yah spake often one to another, and Yah hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for that fear Yah, and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith Yah of hosts.
They gonna be mine, says Yah of hosts.
In that day when I make up my jewels.
In the day that I make up my jewels.
And I will spare them, and man spareth his own son that serveth him.
Yeah, see, and that's just the Most High know we done sinned against him.
just like our own children. We know they act up and we want to spank them, but love them so much that we're going to spare them. Long as they trying to do the right thing at the end of the day, right? And it, keep reading.
Then shall ye return.
Then they going to return. This is a truth. The true people of Yah is going to return to Yah.
And discern between the righteous.
And they're going to be able, see, the true people of Yah is going to be able to discern between who serves Yah
and the wicked. Between him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not.
This is something that the Jews, the people that return to Yah, is going to be able to discern. And that's why I said, look, I can already discern now. If you're not a person that is praying all the time, like Daniel, when they saw an occasion against Daniel, you'd have thought they would have tried to get him to go against the Sabbath day. To try to get him to the Sabbath only come once a week. What stood out about Daniel was something that he did every day, all day. I said, man, this man praying all the every time I look at him. That's what we're going to find a case, get him to stop praying. And what'd he do? He said, well, now y'all, if you thought you seen me then, now you're really going to see me. I'm opening up the windows and do it loud and proud. 3 times a day. Listen, that's the day and time that we're in. There's many devices in our hearts, but it's time to seek Yah. We got to inquire of the Most High in everything that we're going to do. Which we got to pray to God, hold hands, and say, listen, I ain't debating like my uncle brought out. Listen, why halt between two opinions? Instead of you calling on the Most High, let's hold hands and call on him together. Let's let the Most High make the crooked thing straight. He would give us all the same spirit instead of us having different spirits. And then we get in the book and coming out with different answers. Now we hold hands and get the same. Then we get in the book and then we got the same answer. Because the thing that is our very life is this word. And right now, this word is unto us is a face of confusion. It's a face of confusion. It's power and prayer, people. It's power and prayer. We got to hold hands. We got to seek the Most High, Yah. And we got a few more minutes. Let me take you to the scripture real quick. Go to Isaiah 30. And remind me of, because my phone number has been changed for a while. And I apologize because people used to call me all the time. And I thought the people didn't love me no more, but I forgot to let the people know I changed my number. And if you want my number, I know a lot of y'all do want my number. So let me give it to you real quick before I forget. And this is for the internet audience as well. 513-374-9902. Call me anytime. 513-374-9902. Now that we got that out the way, the book of Isaiah 30. Start at verse 1.
It reads, Woe to the rebellious children, saith Yah, that take counsel, but not of me.
They take counsel, but not of me.
And that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit.
But not of my spirit.
That they may add sin to sin. That walk to go down into Egypt and have not asked at my mouth.
And have not asked at my mouth. And this is the most powerful thing that we can do. The Most High said that Israel is the only nation that I've known out of all the families of the earth. Israel is the one I gave my word to. Israel is my people. We the only ones that have the ability to communicate directly with Most High. And here it is, we won't even ask at the mouth of the Most High. We won't inquire of him. We will go on the device of our own imagination and own hearts. And what else does it say?
That walked down to go down into Egypt and have not asked of my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and trusted in the shadows of Egypt. Therefore, shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion.
And that's in trust and leave. If we're not seeking Yah and we're trusting in Pharaoh, or we're trusting in the devices of our own hearts, and we're trying to establish governments within captivity. When did our people in captivity, show me a law and testimony, show me a testimony when our people ever tried to establish their own government within another government? When did the Most High ever lead and guide our people to do it? He sent us into captivity. That's an oxymoron. Why would I send you into captivity to build your own government in captivity? No, the Most High told us in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, the first verse.
Deuteronomy 30, verse 1 reads, "And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessings and the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind amongst all the nations."
And you're going to call them to mind. Remember, we talked about meditation today and how we got to meditate. We got to call it to mind. We got to start pondering, considering the blessings and the curses. Why are we so cursed? Then you'll find out why you're so cursed. And then we can start lifting these curses, even in captivity. Pay your tithes, because you are cursed with curse, even this whole nation, because you done robbed me. Bless the undefiled in the way. So which means we curse when you defiling yourself every day. We gotta call to mind these blessings and curses. And then, what?
Yada Elohim have been, and shall return unto Yada Elohim, and shall obey his voice, according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thy heart and with all thy soul.
And we don't need no, the Most High said, take not on the ways of the heathen. Most High never, we never had a system even called a government. We had different departments, stuff like the heathen. The Most High system and his way is totally different than the ways of the heathen. All we have to do is keep the laws and commandments of the Most High. Teach our children diligently when waking up, walking by the way, sitteth down, lies down, and rises up. The Most High wants us to turn back to him with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our might. And that's why I told the brothers, look, we got to labor in truth. We got to labor in it. And there's laws day and night. So I just want to end by praising the Most High, Yah. We only got 10 more minutes. We're closing at 5 and we pray out. We do have a couple announcements to make. And if there's any testimonies in this these last 10 minutes, just come up to the mic.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
First announcement, just wanted to remind everybody that Passover is coming up shortly, in the next month. So we want to get ready for the Passover in our new year. Again, our new year, beginning March 29th. So that's about 2.5 weeks. And Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread will be upon us after that. So make sure you start to clear your house of leaven. So if you have any questions about that, that's what I wanted to announce to everybody. If they had any questions about leavening, the sheets?
Last time we had the sheets with all we need to get out the house.
Oh, you mean some flyers. Okay. Yeah, we're going to post that. But if you had any questions, we wanted to get that out of the way early. If you had any initial concerns about what you got your house or what you can eat, none. You don't want to wait till the day. Well, oh, yeah, I'm going to announce that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Give it all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm just trying to get clarity. During the feast, is it cool to eat raisins, or is that something that's considered fermented?
Raisins are fermented. They're dried. They're dried grapes. Yeah. We'll be in Hattiesburg 31st of March. That'll be the first day of the Restoration of the Sacred Laws Conference. Here on the 29th. It's a Wednesday. Yes, sir. There is an itinerary for the conference. Do I have it? No. But it will be published. The clocks will be moving up tonight. So everybody's clocks will skip forward an hour tonight, which means everybody's schedules will change for everything. So what time do we start class in some 12? We start at 12. All right, current events start at 12. All right. So we'll be starting current events at 12. And we'll be going up an hour. Everything's just moving up an hour. So we'll be to like 6 instead of 5:30. Yeah, I announced that earlier. We're having a debate, panel discussion, Central State University. March 16th, next Thursday, 6:30 p.m. It's next Thursday. Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to everybody know I found some lava sea salt over at the Sandy Street Market, the Mediterranean shop. And the benefit of the lava sea salt is that it actually has the chlorophyll in it.
Lava sea salt. Chlorophyll. That's good. Stop smoking. Everybody. That's been my thing today. I said I was going to say about 7 times. Some of y'all don't want me to say it at all. That's what I'm going to say. And cigarettes. Some of y'all just trying to get by smoking. Y'all know y'all smoking cigarettes too. Stop smoking that stuff. Yeah. March 31st. Yeah, we are. Here on March 29th, this is the day of the new month. We can have a new month service, start the year off right. Hey, that's what we're going to do. So March 29th, new month service, new year, new month service. Hallelujah. I smoke weed. And cigarettes. And Black and Miles. I'm serious, though. I know I'm making light of it, though, but a lot of people are getting sick, and that's because you smoke. A lot of people are smoking, and thinking that they're easing their stress, and all you're doing is killing your health. Stop smoking. This is not something that is going to help us. In the coming days, smoking is poison. Please stop smoking. Yes, ma'am. Yes, if you need help from stop smoking, come see me. Punch your chest real hard. Nah, if you want some help to stop, there's things you could do. There's corn silk is an herb. You can drink this as a tea. Help curb your addictive urges. Do acoustics, because a lot of people have oral fetishes. They just want to put something in their mouth and smoke. No, you just nasty. And they smoke. And so you can put, use a, chew on a chew stick. That helps. Chew gum. Chew sticks. I haven't ate them so long, but I'm sure you can get them at the health food store. Chew sticks. Chew gum. Catnip tea. For those of you that like marijuana, catnip tea gives you a relaxing feeling if you drink some catnip. Praying, somebody say pray, and that, of course, is the main thing you need to do. Do a cleanse. A lot of times you're smoking and you're addicted because the chemicals are running through your body and you're addicted to them. So just commit yourself to a 7-day fast and cleanse. Don't touch it. Don't touch no meat. Cleanse your body. Get this stuff out of you. And then you'll see how much you don't want it. I'm not an advocate for somebody to not use marijuana. Marijuana is a good medicinal herb when you eat it, drink it, or use it as an oil. If you smoke it, you're killing yourself. Who smokes broccoli? Nobody, right? Well, broccoli is an herb. Broccoli is a plant, and we eat it for health. Well, marijuana is an herb you can eat for health, not for recreation. If you smoke broccoli, you're probably going to be like, this is nasty. Well, same thing. Just stop smoking it. All right? Yes?
And one was the great-grandfather who raised natural tobacco, and he smoked his natural tobacco before they put all the chemicals on it. The grandson smoked. Well, he ended up
with emphysema and some other disorder where the grandfather smoked up until he was 80 and never had any of those cigarettes. Right. First off, Yah has life and death in his hand. Somebody can smoke till they 100, whether they smoke or they smoke tobacco, and they live to 100. So I don't know a lot of people. Like my grandfather ate swine till he was 105, but life is in Yah's hands. Nevertheless, of course, natural tobacco is better than processed tobacco, but tobacco is also a medicinal herb, not to be used smoke. Tobacco is really poisonous, for real, if you want to know the truth. Tobacco is quite poisonous. We have something called Labella. Is a type of tobacco, and it's for your blood. So, but you smoke it. You take it as a tincture, or eat it. There's nothing we should do that involves smoking and putting it in our lungs. That is bad. Kill you. Some people don't smoke and they still cough up phlegm. Why? Because you're eating terrible. It's running in your blood and it's clogging your lungs. Smoking's not the only thing that makes your lungs bad. Eating bad, smoking makes your lungs bad. And that's all I had. Yes, sir.
How many people want to feed the poor tomorrow in the morning? Man, I was hoping to get at least 7. What are we going to do?
I think we need to get y'all primed to feed the poor. So let's start the new year off right. Yeah, feed the poor. Let's just start everything in the new year. Y'all look tired. New year, make sure to get ready. We're going to start the engine on feeding the poor every Sunday come the new year. All right? Y'all going to be ready for that, right? Set your schedules. You got about 3 weeks to plan. All right? Gonna get back on it. It's gonna be warm again. Gonna cook out for him and all that good stuff. Yeah. Okay. Anybody had any other questions? Praise him. Yes, sir. Questions or comments? Brother Moshe.
Praise the Most High, Yah.
Hallelujah.
You know, I've been dealing with this multiple myeloma since February 2015. It's blood and bone cancer, and it's chronic, aggressive, and there's a cure for it. And what it does is it deals with your bones and your blood. So sometimes it makes you you're broken down. You know, I get holes in your bones, bone break or whatever. So that's why I don't make it fast. That stays, you know, stay settled. But I gave my whole being to the Most High, whole fire. You know what I'm saying? And that's the most important. So anybody else come, some other stuff, I ain't trying to hear it. If they come, I'll shoot them down real quick and I'm out of the way. You know what I'm saying? That's what's important is our people. We seem like we're going into this parade. You know, everybody's doing their own thing. You're not doing the Most High one. But we need to get together more closer and better because it's all we got. You know, it's all we got. It's going to be a time when we meet each other. It's going to be real soon. Like playing games, it's going to be real soon. Then you stuff like Chuck. You ain't taking any business. We're going to try to run to one of us to help you. We can't help you. We're trying to help ourselves. You know what I'm saying? She's gone to a train a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? So you just have to, you know, stay buckled in and stay firm no matter what you go through. You're going to go through something. Because every day, like my wife tells me, every day show up. You know, I didn't really know what you mean, but learn a little bit. You know what I mean? So, I'm blessed to be here when I can be here. You know? And, better. I do my reading and study. You know, I be on that real hard. It's my life. Ain't me no dummy. Not being his wife. No, to be a Christian, to be a dummy. Well, I ain't gonna say that. But anyway, I'm just very thankful to be his wife. I'm just very thankful. The Most High gave me the opportunity. You know, one from my family, two from the city. I'm the only one from my family. My wife's gonna go from her family. So that must be true. So I'm very thankful and grateful, you know, to always be with y'all, you know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the Most High, I heard you say there's not a cure for your condition. I'm sorry to hear about that. But there is a cure for that condition. It's called Yahweh. Yahweh said, it says in Psalms 103 that, bless Yahweh, my soul, forget not any of his benefits, because he healeth all our diseases. And Yahweh can and will heal you if you turn to him, seek him with all your heart and soul. He'll heal you. He'll get you together. He said he reneweth your youth like the eagle's wings. And so we going to pray for you. And just know that Yah will and can heal you. Just need to seek him. And he'll do it. You wouldn't even believe how fast he'll do it. He'll get you together. Praise Yah. And for the Passover, just some things you need to know you can do. You can make your own unleavened bread. We're spending our money, giving it to the Jewish man. He's making a whole bunch of money. And if you got a pan, if you got an oven, if you got some flour and some water, then you could make some unleavened bread. You don't even need a big oven. You could use a easy bake oven. It's real simple. And it don't got to be all day because it's bread of affliction. So don't worry. You don't have to go get them nasty crackers. And then they use white flour, and you can use some good whole wheat, spelt flour, teff, some good stuff. And don't have to give all your money to the white man. All right? Well, praise the mighty Yah. Yes, ma'am. Lamb. What you mean? Oh, like stuff and lamb? I thought and meat. Oh, okay.
I looked for them last year. They didn't have many of them, but I have giant ones that crawl through in different sizes. So when they go on sale, I'm going to get a stuffed
animal. Right, so stuffed animal, lamb, sheep, and stuffed animal goats. All right. Yeah, you got to make that clear. I'm thinking, like, you telling everybody you get some lamb meat.
No, I'm so sorry. I mean, the stuffed animals.
All right. Gotcha. Praise Yah. All right. Well, if there's no other comments or questions, everybody straight? Wonderful. Good. And I do got one more thing to say. Brother Mose was mentioning that we need to get it together, help each other, and that's the truth. These times that are upon us are not going to be slow. They coming fast. Things are going to happen fast. And if we're not going to gather ourselves together and get rid of this pride, we're going to be in trouble. So I just wanted to second what he said. We really need to get this thing together and gather ourselves together. Those are going to be some of the topics at the conference. How do we gather ourselves together? What does that look like? We got to deal with that. The other topic is where is the wilderness of the people and what is the wilderness of the people? And how do we begin our months and our years? So look forward to those topics and let's get together. All right? Hallelujah. You got something to say, Elder?
A comment on what the brother named Moses. Moshe, excellent comment you made about what time it is. As you know, we're living in the last days, and there's a lot of times they talk about, you know, closing off the city. They won't be able to get food. Once they dead, you won't be able to get food. So they have things that you can get now that prepare you to be, you know, go to a 15 or 30 day time without, you know, having food and stuff like that, because that is coming. And it's not like the food is going to save you nothing, but it will give you, you know, give you a little extra time. Also in South Carolina, we got some land down here. Well, me and some of the other brothers are setting up our, you know, our little place to live. Got water, got gardens. Right now we're getting so much food out of there. You know, you can't handle it all. So we do have, and there are brothers all over the country, is going to have locations that if something do come down and you need to get out these cities, there will be some place that you can possibly go. And like I said, we ain't running nowhere because we trust in Yah. You know, he said, I'm going to get the ones that is sick, the one that is lame. So if somebody's going to get the sick and the lame, you know they're going, well, they ain't running nowhere. Almighty said he's going to make a highway just like he did in the day of old. And all our brothers and sisters is going to make it through. So even if you can't get out the cities, even if you can't get to a place where you're running water and things like that, I want you to make sure you stay prayed up. Stay prayed up, because the time going to come that those prayers is going to be answered. But we are in the last days. Don't make no mistake. When you talk about the wilderness, when you talk about what's going to happen with these things, we're not talking about the days of old. We're talking about right now. Wisdom tells us be prepared, whether it's in your own little home or whether you're one of the brothers that can get to, you know, some other land, but someplace else. But remember, you ain't running for God. He said, if you go down into Egypt, I'll go down and get you. If you ain't right, there is no place to hide. You understand me? If you ain't right, I don't care where you go. If you go down to the deepest, most parts of the hell, I will go down and get you. Because Almighty said, the blood is spilled and he will not forget. He said, can a woman forget her suckling child? She might forget, but I won't forget. That's how serious he is. He won't forget. And woman, one thing about being an Israelite, we're going to face death. It's coming. That train going to come past our house one day. But as an Israelite, we ain't, Almighty said, don't even fear that now. See, you don't have to fear dying. Because the Almighty said he's going to raise you back up. And he's going to put skin on you. He's going to put signal on you. And he said, there stands the whole house of what? Israel. So if you don't, and if we press on like our brothers and sisters have in the past, make sure you understand. One day you will see your father, as in my case, my mother, in my case. I want to see him. There's a house waiting for me to go see my people that have gone before me. So I know we serve a living creator. So don't get it, you know, sidetracked. And all that kind of stuff, it is to be afraid. You know, you don't want to die. Nobody wants to die. But if you do die, you serve a living creator. Yeah. Thank you, brother.
Hallelujah. Praise my God once again. Elder Moray, Zerubbabel, hallelujah. It's a great blessing. It's a great blessing for everybody that came through the doors today. Hallelujah. So now we're going to close out. We will begin class at 12 next week for the daylight savings time stuff. Choir rehearsal at 11. 10:30. All right. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh Elohim, Yahweh is one.
May Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and grant you peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise Yah.
Praise
Yah is righteous.
Yah.
And Yah is holy.
Yah.
Shabbat shalom to everyone listening in our internet audience. Hallelujah. Thank you.